news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least we're talking about guns now, so there's that. Nancy Pelosi on Thursday sent the president a letter asking him to use his powers in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution to bring the Senate back to consider House-passed bipartisan gun violence prevention legislation. Although she wants the Senate back, Pelosi is showing no signs of bringing her chamber back into session in the foreseeable future, believing the onus is on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell, meanwhile, appearing on radio in Louisville, said that he would not call his chamber back into session, but did say that background checks would be, quote, front and center in the gun debate when Congress returns. Yeah, we'll see. Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement late Thursday saying that they both spoke to the president and that he said he'd review the bipartisan House-passed legislation. H.R. 8. That bill creates a background check system for gun transfers. Meanwhile, the threat of gun violence remains a way of life in America. The city of Houston is on alert after a gunman killed two people on a freeway during Thursday's evening rush. The shooter is still at large. Police say they don't have a motive for the attack, but noted they found drugs in the attacker's vehicle. And then there's Springfield, Missouri, where a 20-year-old man on Thursday, wearing body armor and military fatigues, entered a Walmart armed with a long gun, a handgun, and more than 100 rounds of ammunition. He was arrested after causing a panic. You think? Trump is reportedly mulling legislative and executive responses to the violence, which may include expanded background checks, but has also reportedly been warned by the NRA's Wayne LaPierre not to go there. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, in impeachment news, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler admitted in a few interviews on Thursday that an impeachment inquiry is actually already underway.
A lot of Democrats, they don't want to be forced to vote for an impeachment inquiry, but they presumably would be willing to vote for impeachment itself if you presented them with the evidence.
There's no such thing. The committee has initiated an investigation into the question into the various malfeasances.
So in your mind, you're saying this is exactly the same as what we all call formal impeachment proceedings by another name?
This is formal impeachment proceedings. We are investigating all the evidence, we're gathering the evidence, and we will, at the conclusion of this, hopefully by the end of the year, vote articles of impeachment to the House floor, or we won't. That's a decision that we'll have to make. But that's exactly the process we're in right now.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is suing the Justice Department and the FBI over his termination from the agency last year, arguing that his firing was politically motivated by Donald Trump.
This is a lengthy and scathing federal lawsuit from Andrew McCabe. In it, he asks D.C. federal court to determine that his termination was unlawful, to reinstate him as deputy director of the FBI, and also in turn to then reinstate his early retirement benefits and full pension. But Brooke, really, in this lawsuit, this is a direct attack on the president. And this was something that was previewed by Andrew McCabe in that 60 Minutes interview that happened just a few months ago, when he really put it this way. He said, "I was fired because I opened an investigation against the president of the United States," and he doesn't hold back in this lawsuit. In fact, in the opening paragraph of this lawsuit, Andrew McCabe puts it this way. He says that he believes the United States government remains a government of laws and not of men, and that he has brought this case to remedy the defendant's unlawful retaliation for his refusal to pledge allegiance to a single man. That single man that he later goes on to talk about, of course, being the president. Andrew McCabe has brought this lawsuit against the Attorney General Bill Barr, the Department of Justice, as well as the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, and the FBI itself. But really, it seems to be that his main target here is the president. For the first few pages of this lawsuit, he talks about the president's unconstitutional scheme, as he puts it, to target members of the FBI, agents, officials who didn't agree with the president.
Donald Trump on Thursday tweeted that he'll appoint Joseph McGuire, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, as the acting director of National Intelligence after Dan Coats steps down next week. At the same time, he announced that Sue Gordon, currently the number two intelligence official, who by law would take over temporarily as acting director, would instead leave with Coats on August 15th. Apparently, several Trump allies outside the White House had urged Trump to remove Gordon, a career intelligence officer, describing her as too close to former CIA director John Brennan. Brennan, of course, has publicly criticized Trump's leadership, and the president in turn has called him the worst CIA director in our country's history. And so it goes. And in case you were wondering, the taxpayers have already paid out more than $106 million to Donald Trump's own properties for his golf outings as president. And now he's off for another 10-day vacation at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, all at taxpayer expense. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show. Get the podcast anytime at NicoleSandler.com or listen Tuesday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific, right here on the Progressive Voices Network.